First of all, Phil, just tell me what it was like coming up against your old side again today.
Yeah, obviously, when the draw was made, it was something I've been looking forward to, obviously, for all sorts of reasons. But, you know, now we're at the back end of it and we're on the back of a defeat, you know. It's not a great feeling, but, yeah, it was, you know, it was good to see some familiar faces and have a catch-up with one or two, you know, and welcome Stockport to Giant Tax. So, yeah.
It was a curious kind of performance, really, because in the first half we didn't really see too much from your side going forward, and yet we had that pivotal moment in the second half when you made the substitution. It was almost like a premonition, because moments later Ryan Winder took the spot kick himself with his first touch to get you back in the game, and then you were almost transformed.
Yeah, I think I've got to give my lads credit for the second half, you know, 2-0 down at half time, and the manner of the goals, really, you know, especially the second one, that can really flatten you. That could almost be like a third for Stockport to some extent, but we reacted well. We reacted really well. We had a chat at half time, and we came out and we had a good go at them second half. We changed shape, which also helped, and then yeah, obviously we made a substitution. We wanted to just shore up the left hand side a little bit, because all afternoon really the right back and the right wing had a bit of joy down there. So we just wanted a, you know, different legs out there, and Ryan was coming on to do that. And then, you know, as things happen in football, we get a penalty straight away, and Ryan's used the penalty taker, steps up and puts it in and gets us back in the game. So yeah, it was I wouldn't call it, you know, an inspired substitution. I think the lads themselves, you know, turned it around in terms of just applying themselves more, and you know, maybe the change in shape helped a little bit. First off, we didn't really stick to the game plan, what we wanted to do, whether that was, you know, it was too much for us, or, you know, we just got phased a little bit by the magnitude of the game. I'm not too sure. I'll have to think about that. But second half, the lads can take a bit of credit for that.
I don't really want to dwell on Josh Powell's mistake in the first half. I really wanted to just find out from you how he is, because it was almost a day to forget for him. But then again, it wasn't because of him that you lost, was it? That wouldn't be fair.
No, listen, you come across some dodgy pitches at our level and the level above. You know, it's took a horrendous bobble as he's gone to clear it. I remember an England goalkeeper getting one of them in an international quite a few years ago. You know, so I can't point the finger too much at Josh. You know, you might think, why it's going back there. You know, to begin with, we were in control of the situation. We could have played forward, instead we played back. And then all of a sudden, you know, you're getting pressed. Keeper's getting pressed. He takes a bottle and he swings it fresh air. So, you know, he's a big lad. He'll get over it, I'm sure. You know, it's just one of them things. I look at the first phase rather than the second phase, and, you know, the situation itself maybe should never have materialised, to be honest.
Okay. So what does this mean for your season as a whole? Because I think you said a few days ago that cup games are worth their weight in gold, but they're not everything. So is this almost a bittersweet kind of moment for you? Are you in some way kind of almost glad that you can now focus more on the league?
Yeah, listen, we take pride from you know, doing well in the cups, you know, first round proper, getting a few quid in the bank, you know, so we take pride from that. You know, we're not dismissive of that. It's a good cup competition, the FA Trophy, but you know, going to your point, yeah, you know, we found it really difficult to build any momentum in the league, because we've played a cup game in between a league game, and you know, there's been weeks when we've played two cup games and a league game, and if you don't win that league game, all of a sudden you're slipping down the table, you know, because others are playing two or three games a week. So I think, look at the table now, we're halfway. We've at least two games, if not three or four games on hand on teams above us, and we're talking about 3 to 6 to 7 points. So, you know, The table's not settled down properly from my point of view. I just look in, you know, and the Christmas period will give us that. I think we've got four games over 10-12 days. The Christmas period will let us get some league games back to back. Going forward, yeah, we want to do well. We want to climb the table, and hopefully now we've got some league games to look forward to, we can get some more momentum.
Okay, lovely.